Zakta Helige Mishnah Vaiter Mesechtes Me'ila Perik Dalid Mishnah Gimel Kalapi Gulin. Whether it's Karbonites of Kachi Kadashim or Karbonites of Kadashim Kalim. We have, let's say, a Karbon Oila, a Karbon Chatas, a Karbon Ashim, and a Karbon Shlomim. Mitzdarfin ze im ze. They get combined for the shear of kezayis, that if someone ate a kezayis of pigle combined, he would be chayiv karas. Kalanei sarin, noiser from all these karbanis, left over after the deadline that you were supposed to eat it, mitzdarfin zeem zeh, for the shear kezayis. So that the one who would eat it would be chayiv karas. So this is a very big chiddush, because even though the karbanis aren't on the same level, let's say you had a half a kezayis of mechatas or an asha, that connects with a half a kezayis of a shlomim, which is kadashim kalim. But it makes no difference. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Kol ha-nevelos. A nevela is an animal that died without shechita. So all nevelos, even the nevela of a behemoth tamei like a dead horse, and the nevela of a behemoth tahira like a cow that died without shechita, mitzdarfes zu im zu are connected one with the other. You can combine them for the shir kezayis le'inyan tuma. This is very important. Only in regard to tuma, says the Batanura, but not in regard to malchus. One would not be chayiv malchus until he eats a whole kezayis from either the cow that died without shechita, the behemoth taira, or a whole kezayis from the behemoth tmeya. And the reason is because that's called two shemais. It's two different lavim. If someone eats a kezayis of a dead horse, the iser is that he ate a behemoth tmeya. What do you mean, but it died without shechita? There's no Isser Nevela that's chal on the Isser of Tumah. It's irrelevant whether it had Shechita or not. It doesn't make a difference. But if someone eats a kezayis of a cow that died without Shechita, that's an Isser Nevela. It's a separate Isser. So because they're two different lavim, you can't connect, it explains the Batanur. Now we're going to see a little bit later that in Echanami you can't take a half a kezayis from a dead horse and half a kezayis from a dead cow. Can't be mitzar of them to be chayiv malchus for eating it, because they're two separate isurim. But if someone had half a kezayis from a dead horse and half a kezayis from a dead donkey, he would be chayiv malchus, because that's the same isur, behemoth tmeya. And for that matter, if someone had half a kezayis from a dead cow and half a kezayis from a dead goat, he would also be chayiv because of nevela, because that's the same isur. Where you could combine even a behemoth tmeya with a behemoth tahor that died without shechita is in regard to tumah. Let's understand this. What does it mean, tumma? The din is that a kezayis from basa nevela is metame a person and kelim that touch it. Even if a person carries a kezayis of basa nevela without touching it, it's metame him as well. And for that din of tumma, it could be half a kezayis of a dead horse and half a kezayis of a cow that died without shechita. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kol ha-shrotzim mitzdarf in zemzeh. All shrotzim, literally creeping things, combine one with the other. So you have different types of insects or lizards. Somebody eats a kezayis of it. Yes, there are people that eat it. But if somebody eats a kezayis of it, he would be chayiv malchus. Now, I'm sure you remember from Parsha Shmini, there are the shmoina shrotzim. Maybe you remember from Masechta Shabbos, the halachis, about shmoina shrotzim. Benegaya trapping them, their skins, and so on. The Torah lists eight different kinds of shrotzim. That's in Parsha Shmini, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Tes. The Pasuk says, V'zelachem atami basheretz hasheretz ala oretz, hacholed v'ha'achbar v'hatsav. Hacholed, some say, is a weasel, some say it's different shitas. Achbar, according to most shitas, is a mouse. Perhaps a rat is included also. Tsav is something similar to a frog, maybe a toad. Then the Pasuk also lists Vanoka, different shita, some say it's a porcupine. Kayach is a type of lizard. Halta is a different type of lizard. Chaymet is, according to some, a snail. It's mashna away from Rashi. Okay, so what's different about these Shemayna Shuatzim? The answer is as follows. In regard to whether you can eat it or not, no sheres could be eaten. Doesn't make a difference whether it's from the Shemayna Shuatzim or any of the other Shuatzim. And there are millions of other kinds of Shuatzim. But one difference is how much you have to eat to be chayiv. All Shuatzim besides the Shemayna Shuatzim have the standard shear, a kazayis. By the Shemayna Shuatzim, the shear is an adasha, a lentil. Right, adashim, that's what Esav sold his b'chayra for. The other difference between the Shemayna Shuatzim and the other Shuatzim is that if it's one of the Shemayna Shuatzim and you have the shear of an adasha, when it dies, it transmits to him, it gives over to him. Other Shuatzim don't. I remember once when I was in Koilel, so the Rosh HaKoilel asked, how could it be that a mouse runs over Truma and the Truma doesn't become Tameh? And everyone started saying all kinds of different Tirutzim until finally someone had to wait. What are we talking about? If the mouse is running, it's not Matam. It's only a dead Sheretz. So now, inasmuch as our Mishnah is concerned, let's see again the words of our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah, Kala Shratzim, Itzdarf and Zemzeh. All Shratzim combine one with another to create the Chiev to be Chayev Malkus, but you have to know the two categories. The Shemayna Shratzim combine one to another to add up to an Adasha, where he's Chayev. All other Shratzim combine one to another to add up to a Kezayis, where he's Chayev. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Dam HaSheretz Upsori Mitzdarfin. The blood of the Sheretz and its flesh combine to what? We already explained that the Nevela of the Shemayna Shratzim. These Shemayna Shratzim, when they die, they are metama. The metama, a person and kalim that touch it. And the shear for tumah is an adasha. Now we mentioned before the lashon of the pasuk from Parsha Shmini. The pasuk says, "Vezeh lechem atameh basheretz." Chazal learned from that, from the extra words, that even the blood of the shratzim of these eight minim are metama, just like the flesh of the Shemayna Shratzim are metama. Our Mishnah is telling us that the Dam HaSheretz is mitzdarif with the Basar to get the Shear of Adash. In other words, if you have a tiny, tiny drop of flesh and a tiny drop of blood, and together there's a Shear of an Adasha, that would be Metam of those who touch it. Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua, this is the rule Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol Shetumaseh V'Shiurei Shavin, anything, like a Nevela and a Nevela, or Sheretz and Sheretz. Mitzdarfin ze'em ze. Now, what does this mean? Kol she'tumasei v'shiurei shavin. You have to have a certain amount in order for something to be metama. Let's say I have two different things. If those two different things have these two similarities, tumasei means if somebody becomes tame through this, how long would it take him to become tar? And shiurei means how big does the thing have to be metama? For example, half a zayas of a nevela could connect with a half a zayas of a different nevela, because the length of time that the person is tummy is the same. If someone becomes tummy through a nevela, he's tummy until the evening. And the shear is the same. Both are metama with the shear of a kazayas. Same would be true, let's say, for tumas shratzim. If you have half an adasha of a snail and half an adasha from a mouse, you can be mitzarefit, to be metama. Why? Both of them are metama, a person, only until the evening. It's a one-day toma. And the shear is the same. An adash, the size of a lentil. So again, klal amar Rabbi Yeshua. Kol she'tumasai, if the amount of time that this toma could cause for a person who comes into contact with it, v'shiyuroi, and how large it has to be, shoven are the same, it's starf and zemzeh, you can combine the two. But if it's tumasai v'loi shiurai, let's say an avela and a sheret, which in terms of time it's the same, both would only be metama person until the evening, but it doesn't have the same shear. By an avela, the shear is a kazayas. By a sheret, the shear is an adasha. Or shiurai v'loi tumasai. Let's say an avela and a mace, and a dead person. Both would be metama b'kazayis. That's the amount. But it's not the same stretch of tumah, not the same length of time. For tumas meis, one is tummy for 7 days. For tumas nevel is only tummy until the evening. And for sure, loy tumas v'loy shiurai, let's say a meis and a sheretz. Tumas meis is for 7 days. Tumah Sheretz is only till the evening. And it's not the same in the Shear also. The Shear of a Mace is with a Kazayas. Shear of a Sheretz is with an Adasha. They do not connect to each other. Ein Mitzdarf and Zamzeh. Unless there's a whole Kazayas in the Mace or a whole Adasha in the Sheretz, the person would not be Tameh. So quickly, housing over our mission over here, Perik Dalad Mishnah Gimel. We learned. Pigle from different types of karbonis, even Kadashay Kadashim and Kadashay Kalim, could be combined for the Shear of Kazayas that the person would be Chayiv Karas. Same is true for Noiser, eating from karbonis after the deadline, that you're allowed to eat it, even though from different karbonis, half a Kazayas from Achatas and half a Kazayas from Shlomim, it could be Mitzarefit, even though there are different levels. One is Kadashay Kadashim, one is Kadashim Kalim. Then we learn Viter, all Nevelas. Nevela is an animal that died without Shechita. So all Nevelas, whether it's from a Behemet Tehoira or a Behemet Tmeya, you can combine them for the Shear Kezias that it's Metama a person. But like we explained, like the Batnur explains, not for eating. Half a Kezias from a dead horse and half a Kezias from a cow that died without Shechita would not lead to a Chiyuv Malkus because they're two separate Isurim. One is the Isur of Behemet Tmeya. The fact that a horse died without shechita is irrelevant, or a donkey died without shechita is irrelevant. It's a behemoth meyer. The issur nevela is not chal on it. And by a cow, it's the fact that it didn't have shechita. They're two separate isurim. So in regard to achila, half a gazayas from a cow and half a gazayas from a horse won't connect. Then we learned that all shrotzim are mitzdarf and zamzeh. So here we explain. They really shrotzim are divided into two categories. There are the shmoyne shrotzim, the Torah lists. And there's all the other creeping things. The difference between the Shemayna Shratzim and the other creeping things is A. The Shemayna Shratzim are Metama, the Kadasha, and the Shear to eat them is an Adasha. The other creeping things are not Metama, and the Shear is a Kazayas. So in regard to the other Shratzim, all other Shratzim besides the eight we spoke about, a little of this, a little of that, total Kazayas, he's Chayiv. In regard to the Shemayna Shratzim, a little of this, a little of that, total Ka'adasha, he's Chayiv. Then we said, in regard to the Shemayna Shratzim, the Gemara Dasha from a Pasuk, that the blood of the Sheretz and its Basar connect to the Shear of Adasha, Mimatam of those who touch it. And the Mishnah ended with Rabbi Shua telling us the following rule. If the amount of time, the duration of Tum, before he can be Mitar himself, is the same, and the size how much you would need to become tummy is the same, then you can be mitzarefit. For example, nevela. Nevela is mitama a person for what amount of time? Until the evening. What's the shear? A kazayis. Different types of nevela can be mitzarefit. Or sheretz. Sheretz is also mitama a person only until the evening. What's the shear in adashas? Different types of shratzim. Of the shemayna shratzim, you can connect them. But, let's say nevela and sheretz, even though in terms of time, both are only metam a person until the evening, but doesn't have the same shear. One is a gazayas, one is an adasha. Can't connect it. Little of this, little of that won't combine. Or for that matter, let's say nevela and a mace. Even though, in terms of the shear, they're the same. A gazayas from either a mace or a nevela will be metam a person. It's not the same amount of time. From a mace, a person will be tummy for 7 days. For nevela, only until the evening. And of course, if they're not the same, not in regard to Tumah, and not in regard to the Shear, say a mess and a Sheretz, a mess is a Kazayas, and the Tumah is for 7 days. The Sheretz is Ke'adasha, and the Tumah is only until the evening. So for sure, a little of this and a little of that would not be combined. Now let me tell you an interesting story from the Gemara over here, in Masechtas Me'il, it's on Daf Yud Zayin, if you want to look it up. Rav Masya ben Cheresh asked Rav Shimon Bayechoy in Rome, how do we know that the dam of Shratzim is Tameh? So he told him, the Pasuk says, V'zelechem atameh. And the Gemara tells us this story. Once the Romans made a gzeira, Yidden shouldn't be Shem Shabbos, they shouldn't do Bris Mila, other things. And Reb Reuven ben Estrabuli went, and he made his hair like one of the Romans, like he's part of them. And he said to him, I don't understand you. If you have an enemy, you want him to be poor or rich? They said, poor. So let them not work on Shabbos, they should become poor. He said, oh, you're right. Then he said, if you have an enemy, you want him to be strong or weak? They said, weak. So let him do Bris Mila. He said, oh, you're right. Then they chapt, he's a yid. Ah, it's a trick. because he knew just the opposite, by not working a Shabbos that leads to Ashiras and so on. And within Bris Mila lies the whole Koyach of Refuah. Refa'enu is the eighth bracha. That's the bracha that corresponds to Bris Mila. In any event, when they saw Isaiah, they returned these Gzeirois. They reinstated them. So now there was a Shaila who would have to risk their lives and go to Rome to be Mevatel Gzeira. So at the end, after some debate, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi went together with Rabbi Shimon. And what were they talking about? They're going to Rome? What were the Tzaddikim talking about? What should we do? What if they kill us? No, they're learning our Mishnah. They asked, Menayim L'dam Shratzim Shutamei. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi answered to Rabbi Shimon, because the Pasuk says, V'zeh L'chem Atamei. But he answered it very quietly, because really he wasn't supposed to answer, not to be a Moira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. But still Rabbi Shimon noticed. So you see over there more details in the Gemara. Rashi tells an interesting story that Itaka became sick. But Rav Shimon reminded himself he promised his father he's going to return okay, he won't punish him. And he was laying on the ship and he had a certain sickness called Askara. It was in his throat, maybe asthma, couldn't breathe. One of the sailors came by and by accident stepped on his throat and the Askara came out of him and went into the sailor. And as they approached Rome, so a shed by the name of Timalion came before them. Rav Shimon cried. He said, "Ay, Shivcha shel Beis Abba, Hagar, a malach appeared to her three times. And I don't even get it once? Okay, but wherever the nest comes, the nest should come." So the shed went into the daughter of the Kaiser, of the Roman Caesar. She was very sick. Rav Shimon said, "I can heal her." He said, "Ben Tamalion, get out." And he left. And the Kaiser said to Rav Shimon, "What do you want? You can take anything you want." So he went into the treasure house, and he found the letter, this gzeira, he took it and ripped it up. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi said, "You know, I was in Rome, and I saw the pareiches, and I saw how the dam was on the pareiches." So of course, this is a gadda to Gemara, we don't really understand the real meaning of these things, but just understand that they're going and they're mamish risking their lives, they don't know for the next second. What are they learning? They're learning our Mishnah. How do you know that the dam of the Sheretz is metame? A Torah by them was... This is what we're involved in. All the other things, okay, wherever we're going, but we're not stopping to learn.